Hello everyone, welcome to Next Generation Saints. I'm your host, Nick Coons. So you've undoubtedly heard the news today, one way or another. Roe versus Wade has been overturned by the Supreme Court. Now, what does this mean? And I'm going to talk about this one and a little bit about the gun control thing that's being passed, but mostly about Roe versus Wade. So, prayers have been answered a lot. I've been praying about Roe versus Wade. I'm very against abortion. I am very much for pro-life movement and whatnot. I've never heard a good argument ever from pro-abortion. And the Bible's clear that as Christians, we have to support pro-life at all times. Now, what is Roe versus Wade gonna do? Like, what is this whole thing? Because you'll hear from the political left in the next little bit, next few days, about how it is ending all abortions all over the place. The left is crying, demanding they have their abortions. So what's really going on? Well, here's what's happening. So Roe versus Wade was back in the 1970s. They decided that there was a cost that all abortions, and it was a really bad ruling. Even Ruth Ginsburg, I'm terrible at her name. She was the one who voted in favor of abortions. Now, in 1970, the Supreme Court had decided that abortions were constitutionally held right and that it was no longer really up for debate. It was set in stone by the Constitution that all women had the right to be able to abort their child at any point. Now, this is where, when the states came in and started saying they wanted to put restrictions on abortions. The states could not ultimately ban all abortions because, again, it was known as a constitutional right, but in 1970 by the Supreme Court. Now, with the Supreme Court, with very pro-life judges, have revisited the case and found out that their argument for the case was basically shaky at best. The whole premise of the argument was, well, women can choose what they want to do, and that's why it is constitutional right. Like I said, that was the entire argument. I tried listening to the argument of Roe versus Wade when it was passed in the 1970s, and realistically, it was extremely badly constructed. I wouldn't have used it ever to use it in the Supreme Court, and it's clear that the argument was not founded on anything solid. It was all politically charged. So here's where we go from with this new ruling. So Roe versus Wade has officially been deemed non-constitutional, and therefore, has been struck down. And now goes to what the 10th Amendment reads. The 10th Amendment of the Constitution states that anything that is not written in the Constitution is protected by the Constitution, like your First, Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth Amendment, and so on and so forth. Is up to this individual states to decide the fate of it. So, like gay marriage. Gay marriage is not written in the Constitution, nor is it really implied in the Constitution. Therefore, it's up to the states to decide what marriage is, who would get married, and whatnot. Similarly, abortions can end up this way as well. Now, several states, and I can only think of maybe 10 off the top of my head. I think Arkansas, I believe North and South Dakota, I think Oklahoma, just to list a few off the top of my head, have trigger laws. What are trigger laws? Well, these trigger laws were written before Roe versus Wade was overturned today, in which they stated that if Roe versus Wade at any point, because the Supreme Court leak can come out, that if at any point the Supreme Court ruled that Roe versus Wade would be struck down, that immediately within those states, all abortions would be banned immediately, without hesitation and on the spot. So, about 2:30-ish, 3 o'clock-ish, depending on the time zone in these states, when the announcement of Roe versus Wade being overturned happened, these states' laws changed on a dime. I'm in Arizona, and right now Arizona is deciding the fate of abortions. There are states like Arizona that are basically have to decide the fate of them. I know it in my state of Arizona, what they're doing right now is they're saying, okay, they have already canceled or temporarily suspended all abortions in Arizona. Two laws are being looked at. One is in the 1800s, when Arizona was a territory and of the United States, and they're stating, okay, back then all abortions were illegal. And then there's one that was recently drafted that says abortions past 15, I mean, I think about 15 weeks are going to be illegal to do. So you can have an abortion up to 15 weeks. After that, it's illegal to do. So it's amazing to me right now. So states can outright ban abortions. Now, there's two states I can think of off the top of my head that will have abortions and make a multi-billion dollar industry with New York and California. If you're those two states, you don't really have anything to celebrate at all. You can't. I mean, you can celebrate the fact that it was struck down in the Supreme Court, but you guys don't have a victory over in New York or California because your still taxpayer money still goes to abortions. Plain and simple. But now, the great thing is, every state can cast votes now and say, okay, do we want abortion or do we want unrestricted abortions? Do we want restricted abortions? Or in fact, do we just not want abortions at all and strike it down? That's the question it's going to be pertaining to. Now, President Biden came out and it stated that there, and Chuck Schumer had also echoed the same exact thing. The House and the Senate are going to try to pass basically abortion federal laws that, regardless of how the overturning of Roe versus Wade, they want to make abortions the law of the land. And the Democrats have come out strong and said that they want abortions the law of the land here in America on a federal level, and they will do whatever it takes. Because they didn't agree with what the Supreme Court has done. It shows me, I find it ironic, or I should say ironic. How to say this? Let's see. I think it's saddening that we have people like the Democratic Party and people who are involved, and even fake liberal leftist Christians, who are crying over the fact that they can't have abortions. They want to control guns, which they've been doing like crazy, passing gun control laws, and with the Supreme Court shooting down basically New York's law, and which can affect California, I believe Connecticut, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, about you being able to hold a gun. And by the way, that gun control bill that was shot down was because places like New York and California, you had to provide a reason to the government why you should be allowed to carry a firearm in public. Originally, you were only supposed to be able to buy a firearm, you can keep it in your house, and that's it. If you keep it in your house, that's whatever, that's what you can do. But you had to give the sheriff a good enough reason why you should be allowed. Oh yeah, Hawaii, by the way, as well. Why you should be allowed to carry a firearm in public. Like, you had to prove beyond just a general concern for your safety that you needed a gun. And the government, in essence, had to approve of your reasoning. You had to ask permission to carry one. And in the state, like Tulsi Gabbard was talking about, she and I was watching her on TikTok. I like to listen to both sides of the aisle here. Tulsi Gabbard said that she, back before she was a congresswoman, she had a credible threat against her life. There was apparently somebody who knew where she worked, knew where she lived, knew what room in the house she was slept in, and had threatened to kill her and her by means of amputation of her head from her neck, and had told her this. And so she went to the Honolulu sheriff's office and said, "Hey, look, I got a credible threat against my life. Look at all this evidence." And honestly, She brought the security team she had brought together, I think, plethoras of evidence. Judging by what she was talking about, she had more than ample evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that her life was in danger. And the sheriff came out, and I kind of appreciate the sheriff's honesty. He said, "Hey, look, I'm going to tell you no straight up because we rarely, if ever, give these CCWs out. No one's allowed to have them." And that's what the Supreme Court shot down. He said, it's unconstitutional that they can't walk around because the Constitution says you have the right to keep and bear, as in carry arms. Not just keep guns, but carry around with them for your personal safety, firearms. I walk around with my Springfield Hellcat wherever I go. I have it strapped on me, spare magazine in my back pocket. I'm not all cool like an extra, little holster clip on there for my mag. I don't have that. I just keep it in my back pocket. And if you want to get into a fight, I tell you to back off. And if you decide to proceed forward, I have extra. I have a way of defending myself and my family. So anywho, now they're trying to pass gun control laws and more laws and more laws in order to stop people from getting a firearm and to make abortion the law of the land. Sure, the Democrats will scream about how it's horrific that school shootings happen and how bad shooting people up is a very bad thing. And to a large extent, and I agree. But at the same breath, they turn right around and say, but killing our ba children in the womb, killing babies in the mother's womb, totally chill. So let's understand this correctly. Mass shootings, school shootings, massive amounts of death of people being shot, horrific crime, should never happen. You guys are totally against it. However, eugenics and mass murder of babies in the womb, totally cool, totally fine. Everyone's on board. We celebrate it. We go in front of the Supreme Court or Congress building, take abortion pills. Everyone cheers, pats each other on the back. We're liberal Democrats. Totally fine. Yeah. For a Christian like me, I look and go, look, I'm against murdering anybody. I'm against murder in general. It's horrendous. Not because just my perspective, even though my personal perspective, it's wrong. Murdering is also wrong in God's eyes. He teaches against this all the time. One of the Ten Commandments states, "Thou shalt not commit murder." And by the way, side note, if you ever want to see some Christians, their hair catch on fire and they start mumbling in tongues and going crazy, tell them that the Bible never actually teaches in Hebrew, thou shalt kill. It never actually says that. That's actually a complete mistranslation. It is, thou shalt not commit murder. But I've made a whole podcast talking about the difference between murder and killing. So if you're interested, go through my feeds. You'll find it on Next Generation Saints. But yeah, so that's what we're looking at. So abortion is, just to cap this off, abortion is not made illegal in America. It has not been made. There are certain states who've outright banned it. That is true. But overall encompassing, it has not been, United States has not banned all abortion. It is simply not a constitutionally protected murderous act any further. So it would be up to you who are listening to go to your state legislation, really fight to end it within your state if it's not already been there, or whatever you feel you need to do. As Christians, we should be fighting to completely obliterate all abortions. I don't care what kind it is. I still think it's also funny when they talk about leftists talk about abortions, and they go, "What about rape? What about incest? What about those things?" Like Joe Biden said, "Hey, I can't believe it. They're gonna force these women to carry their rapist child." Let me break this down for you really quick. When a mother, let's say a woman is raped or has incest committed upon them, two horrific things. Let's say that they decide to carry the child to term. And the child comes out of the mother's loins. Here's a crazy thing that can actually happen. The mother can reject the child. at location, say, I don't want my child. I want you to go ahead, and they'll put without asking a question, without anything else, no judgment, no nothing. The child will be put onto adoption and probably put into the foster care system. In fact, I know Jason Missy Robertson actually did this. They're from Duck Dynasty, if you ever watched a television show. They actually started doing the foster care system. I saw them on Instagram where they had a baby on in their hand. Like I think Mia Robertson was carrying the baby. And then it was Missy was also carrying the baby. And they blurred out the face, right? They put like a little smiley face over the child's face because they're not supposed to do it. I was like, what's going on here? And I found out through Instagram that Jason Missy Robertson had actually gone into the foster care system and were being foster parents to a child, a baby who was born, and they were taking care of him. And I think it was Missy who said, man, I'm losing a lot of sleep, but God is so good and whatnot. It's just such a blessing. We love this child. We love what God has provided for us to take care of a child, even if it's only temporarily. So you can do this. And the crazy part is, if you're a mother and you don't want to hold on to your child, you can, without questions, without paperwork, without anything, you can go to a fire station, a hospital, even to a church, and drop off your baby there and say, I don't want them. And they can turn it in scot-free to a foster care system and into an orphanage. You can do that. It's going to be kind of crazy that I'd say at the same time, with all these states that are banning abortions, take that money that you're using to fund abortions and put it into the foster care system. Hey, they can always use extra cash, put it into the orphanage. Use extra cash to get them whatever they need. I think it would be a great idea. But that's what's happening. So when the political left comes out and says, oh my gosh, this is the end of it, all abortions are illegal. Okay, that's hyperbole because no, you could still go to California. You could still go get your baby ripped out of you. You can still commit mass genocide by going to California and having your baby murdered for you. You can. I think they also do up to moment of birth abortions. Moment of birth. So the baby's fully developed, kicking, everything's fine. And then right before it comes out, they'll kill it for you. And then, hey, guess what? You had an abortion. Sometimes it makes me think, what if we had post-birth abortions to all these politician Democrats who just want to slaughter children? But I digress. I don't call for the po I don't call for post-birth abortions on anybody. I sometimes my mind just travels to those little places. But there's a difference between me thinking about what if and me actually advocating for the what if. Obviously, I don't believe in doing any of that. I believe in praying for them. But if this continues on, I could see people revolting more heavily against this government. But that's just my two cents on it. So, until next time, we meet again. May God richly bless you all, my dearly beloved.